this is the first feature you guys have done together?
Yeah, it's my first feature altogether, and the first time we've worked together. He's made, a handful in the last 5 years or so.
And are you focused, so you like writing and directing?
Yep.
Is that your...
Yeah, I write for hire more than I direct for hire. Mm-hmm. I haven't really directed for hire, but so writing is sort of more of my focus, but I'm writing often for myself to try and direct. Oh. And then for other people when they want me.
And good choice on Rory Culkin there.
Thank you.
Like the way he does it, his like, very good. Was that your idea? Did a casting agent throw him out there? How did he come to the project?
He originally was just an idea from our casting director, and I immediately was very excited. I hadn't, I love his work as a kid. You Can Count on Me, that, which I think was his first film, or maybe his first speaking role or something, has always been one of my favorites and sort of like a formative movie, me wanting to make movies. But I hadn't seen that much of him as an adult. So I was excited by the idea, but I didn't really know that much until I met him. And then once we were just even talking about the character and about the story, it was I could tell that it made a lot of sense that we had a similar approach. But the idea of the stigma of mental illness and the audience's expectations of violence was part of the intention of the way the story is told and the way things play out.
Now, also interestingly enough, the mother character, again written as a composite, is it a composite of some, or is it just your way of how you saw something would come about?
I think always there are elements of people that you know or have met, and you're always kind of taking tidbits from people, but she's really her own character. And I think a lot of kind of the way in which she tries to manage him and his illness is taken from various stories of family members and how they struggle to help their loved ones. But in terms of her actual character and real kind of personality, so much of that is the actress too, and really all the principal characters, the cast brought so much of themselves, and we really sort of collaborated on building these people as complete human beings.
So you gave them leave to sort of, here's your situation, how do you think the character in the situation would handle this?
Yeah, and I mean, and early on, so not necessarily, I think, once we were shooting, I was never sort of a stickler for the actual dialogue or anything, but we actually did end up being pretty close to what was on the page because we had spent so much time talking about sort of the backstory and the family history and the sort of the foundation of the story, and not necessarily what was exactly on screen, but really making sure that they felt like the character was acting truly and things sort of evolved immensely working together.
The girl always going to be the last scene.
The girl was always going to be the last scene. There was, that's not totally true. There was one draft, and there were lots and lots of drafts, but there was one draft where the family found him at the girl's house. But that didn't work. That scene changed a lot, and there were various versions of that scene, but that was always a sort of a goodbye scene between them, was always a real crux of the end of that kind of chapter, or that act, really. But in terms of, like, I don't think, whether or not he would escape, was ever, I don't know, that's interesting that maybe subconsciously she because I think she's very conflicted, you know, and she doesn't want to do what she's doing, but she can't anymore. So I love that, if that's a possibility, that maybe she knows that he's gonna escape, and maybe she would rather him try. My father actually wanted to be a filmmaker, like in his 20s, and worked in the film business, and so like in the late 60s, but once he had kids, gave it up. And my uncle is a playwright, so I always, growing up, wanted to be a writer, generally. But I would write short stories and one-act plays and things. And I always thought I would be an English major and do fiction. And I took my first year in college, I took like a documentary video class, just making little short docs, and just loved it. So did more and more film stuff, and ended up being a film major and never went back, basically.